Okay, today's daf is the last daf from Maseches Chulin, daf Kuf Mem Beis. We are holding, though, all the way back on daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page on Kuf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Hanotel Eim Al Abadim, Rabbi Yudom Erlokavena Mishaleach. If a person takes the mother bird while the banim are still there, so the person is gets malchus for their violation of an iser of taking the mother of losika cheim ala banim, and ve'enu mishalech. Now the mitzvah no longer applies because the iser is already done. So doing the shiluach at this point is too late. It's not going to accomplish anything. The chum omrim and the chum say no mishalech ve'enu loka. You did something wrong by taking the mother, so send away the mother. And that will be misake in the avera that you've done, and then you won't get malchus for the avera. That's the whole point. So the zeklal, this is the rule of Chum say, kol mitzvah slosa say sheish b'kum asay, ain't looking ala. Anytime you have mitzvah slosa say, which is followed by a positive asay to go do something that will fix what you have just done, so you're not going to get malchus for violating the losa say if you then engage in the asay that's going to fix the losa say. If you look at Rashi, ain't looking ala. So depending when you actually send it away, depending on what you hold in terms of the machlokas of kimu v'lo kimu and kiblu v'lo kiblu that we discussed yesterday about lavanita class A, so that would determine when a person actually would get malchus for violating the los asay. So if you hold kimu v'lo kimu, so the way Rashi understands it is that if you are mishalech betoch kdei dibor, then you've already covered yourself and you have now fixed the los asay, you won't get malchus. But if you keep it for a toch kdei dibor, then you're going to be in violation of the los asay and get malchus, and being mishalech will no longer fix it. But if you hold the mandatani bitlu vo bitlu, then you have until you get rid of this bird. If you didn't get rid of this bird and lose the possibility of being mishalech, if you didn't shecht it, you didn't kill it, you didn't lose the possibility of being mishalech, you still always have that opportunity to be misak in the lo saseh by fulfilling the asay and being mishalech. Once you shecht the bird, you kill it, now you don't have the ability to be misakin, so then you would get malchus. But in general, you always have that opportunity, or for a while at least, you have that opportunity to send the mother away and fix the lo saseh. So that's machlokas tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you've already violated the law, it's too late to do anything about it. And the Rabbanan hold, the Chachamim hold, that it's not too late, you could still do the asay, and that will be misakin the law. Says in Marbay Rabbi Abbar Mamal, time of Rabbi Yehuda the Sover Lav Shini Tiklat Sei Lokan Alav Odum Abalma Sover Lav Shini Tiklat Sei Ein Lokan Alav V'achayim V'tayim Mishum Duk Sover Shalech Mei Karim Mashma. There are two ways to understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Why do you get Malchus over here? Is it because Rabbi Yehuda acknowledges that this is a Lav Shini Tiklat Sei, but Rabbi Yehuda thinks Lav Shini Tiklat Sei, there's no such rule that you don't get Malchus on Lav Shini Tiklat Sei, that you do get Malchus on Lav Shini Tiklat Sei? Or maybe no, maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there's no Malchus on Lav Shini Tiklat Sei, but he does not hold that this is a Lav Shini Say. He holds over here that the mitzvah of shiluach is not after you pick up the mother to then be mishalech. The mitzvah is to never pick up the mother. The mitzvah is to chase away the mother, scare away the mother. Don't ever touch it. Don't ever pick it up. If you ever pick it up, you've already violated the lo saseh of lo sikachim al abanim, and you've already lost the opportunity of doing the proper mitzvah, which would have been to send away the mother. If you look at Rashi, Shalech me'ekar mashma, halchi kamakra, lo sika cheim, aval ma ye shalech alasos kishetim tzakan, what should you do if you find the kan? Don't take the mother. What should you do? Shalech t'shalech ha'seim, ve'in kan nita glasei. This isn't a nita glasei, el averis ha'sei velos ha'sei, ve'esh ha'sei kadam. The ha'sei comes first. The ha'sei has to be first, because the ha'sei is before you touch it. The los ha'sei is to touch it, is to pick it up. So that's the way Rabbi Yehuda maybe understands. So the Gemara is not sure which is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas. We're going to bring three rayas. So raya number one, Tashma. Ganav v'gazlan yeshlan b'chal malchus div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a ganav v'gazlan can get malchus. Ay vahacha de lav shenitik la sehu, drachmana malo sigzol, and veheshva sagzela, shmamina taimid rabidu mishim duksav lav shenitik la sehu akhra lav. That the prototypical example almost of lav shenitik la sehu is the God of the Gazlan, where there's a mitzvah of lo sigzol, and then there's an isser of lo sigzol, and then there's a mitzvah of veheshva sagzela, which is misakin the lo sigzol. So yet we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you get malchus. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda must hold love, and the class A is lokan love. Now Rashi points out that if you actually look in the psukim in Chumash, the isser of lo sigzal is vayikra perik yutes pasuk yud gimel, and the mitzvah veheshiv is vayikra perik hey pasuk chaf gimel. So the Rashi points out that it turns out that the asay comes before the los asay in the order of psukim. But he says that doesn't change the status of alav shenita klasei. Afal pisha kosov acharon beparsha al korcha alav shenita klaseihu. Alav shenita klasei doesn't mean that the asay comes in the Torah after the los asay. It means that in order to do the asay, you must have already done the los asay. You can't be meshev es hagzela until there was a meis hagzela, until you actually stole something. So it would still be considered alav shenita klasei. But either way, this is raya number one that Rabbi Yehuda must hold that that when they have a lav shenita klasei, you in fact do get malchus. So says the Gemara, no. Amar le Rabbi Zeira, lav amina l'chu. Rabbi Zeira says, no. Didn't I tell you? Kol mas nisan t'lotanya bei Rabbi Chia bei Rabbi Yoshia mishabeshtahi. Anytime you have brises that were not taught by Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yoshia, very often they're full of mistakes. They're chock full of mistakes. There are all sorts of inaccuracies in those brises. And this brise is just such an example that you misunderstand the brise presented the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda incorrectly. You cannot ask any tiyuftas from it in the Beis Medrash. Why? Dilma eina bechlal malchus arba'im tanya. Maybe all it really said was eina bechlal malchus arba'im. And whoever added to this brisa, which is apparently what people did, Rabbi Chira Boshia had brisos, and whoever added to this brisa added their own commentary, where they assumed that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gan of the Gazlan yeshvan bechlal malchus. Why? What happened exactly? So Rashi sort of fills in the blanks exactly how this developed. If you look at the top Rashi, Rabbi Chiyav Raboshia sidru es habraisos. Rabbi Chiyav Raboshia were the ones that arranged the braisos. V'diktiku b'divrei kol chacham lomar kemosha amar. And they were very precise in reporting the words of each Tana the way the Tana actually said them. Aval yesh Tanaim harbe shomosif mamushnasam b'didami. But then there were a lot of other Tanaim that came along and added a few words to try to add explanatory lines into the braisos. Ki hacha, like over here, mishum d'shamim. Rabbi Yehuda hachad mechayev. They heard that Rabbi Yehuda holds mechayev. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that you get malchus. So savri taima mishum lav shenita klasei lo kana lav v'osifu lomar gana v'gazlan. So they assumed that it's because it's a lav shenita klasei that you get malchus, and therefore they said a gana v'gazlan also gets malchus. Meaning all Rabbi Yehuda really said was that when it comes to shluach hakan you get malchus. Right, so the people who wanted to expand on those brises said, must be the Rabbi Yehuda holds Avanita Klasei get Malchus, and therefore they expanded that to Gan of the Gazla and Avanita Klasei get Malchus, and they came out with this corrupt brisa, but that's not in fact what Rabbi Yehuda held. Rabbi Yehuda, you just get Malchus by Shulach Khan, not because you get Malchus on Avanita Klasei, maybe because he holds that it's not Avanita Klasei, that Shaleich is made Karamashma, that you can only do the essay before you do the love by Shulach Khan. It was just a corrupt that built its way in to the brisa. Says the Gemara Vayitzer, second raya, Toshima, Titani Rabbi Yoshi Rabbi Chia. This one was taught by Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Chia. So this is we're not going to be able to reject this one based on inaccuracies. What does the brisa say? Lo sashuv v'shav, lo sechal v'kala. So what are these psukim? First pasuk is the pasuk of Shichcha. Ki siktor ksircha b'sadecha v'shachachta omer b'sadeh. When you go and harvest your field and you forget a bundle in the field, lo sashav l'kachto, you should not return and take it. That's one of the matnas aniyim, is that you have to leave it. L'ager liyosom l'almana yiyah, l'man yivarach Hashem l'kacha b'cho ma'ase yedecha. You have to leave it. So that's an isra of lo sashav. So if a person knows there is an isra of lo sashav, but he was v'shav, he returned, or lo sechala is the pasuk of peya. Lo sechala paas sadcha liktzar veleket ktsircha lo slakeit. Pasuk says you should not cut the corners of your field. You're always supposed to leave a corner for the aniyim to take. But this person vekila, he finished off harvesting his field. So yeshlam bechal malchus arba im div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you do get malchus. Shmamina taimi der Rabbi Yehuda mishum diksav lav shenita klasei lokan alav. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds lav shenita klasei is lokan alav. You get malchus because these isurim are nita klasei. What's the assay? La ani la ger tazovasam, that you should leave it for the ani and the ger. So even if you did it, you can go back and leave it there, put it back there, and that way you will be nita klasei. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda's lav shenita klasei. You do get malchus, and not because he holds that shaleach is meikar mashma. Says Gemara, no, not a good raya. Dilma hasam hainu tam de kasavar tazov meikar mashma. La ani la ger tazov is also meikar mashma. That has nothing to do with nita klasei. That can only be done if you haven't yet taken it. You can only leave it there if it's there. But if you've already taken it, then it's not leaving it there. Then it's not ta'azov. So that's also meikar mashma. So that's not a raya at all. The Rabbi Yehuda holds you get malchus on lav shenita klasei. So says Gemara, the third and final raya. Amalei Ravina Ravashi Toshima Lo Sosiru Mimenu Ad Boker Be'ish Tisrofu. The pasuk says that if you have Basar Kadshim, you're not allowed to leave it over beyond the Tzma until the next morning. And if you leave it over and it becomes Nosar, so then Be'ish Tisrofu, you should go and burn it in a fire. You should burn the Nosar. So Ba'a Kasav Litin Asay Achalos Asay. Here you have the Torah giving a mitzvah Sasay to fix a Los Asay that a person has violated. Lomelcha, to tell you, Shein Lokan Alav Div Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not going to get Malchus. And who's the one that says that? Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't you get Malchus? Because it's a Lav Shenita Klas A. So you see, Shema Minot, Tamid Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Duksavar, Mishum Duksavar, Shalech Meikar Mashma. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the concept that a Lav Shenita Klas A ain't Lokan Alav. So why does he hold Beshiluach HaKan that you do get Malchus? Must be because he holds Shalech Meikar Mashma. That when the Torah says Shalech to Shalech, it doesn't mean after you've already violated the Los Haseh of taking the Eimal Abanim, then Shalech to Shalech. No, it means Shalech to Shalech before touching the mother. That's why you would get Malchus. It's not a Lav Shenita Klasei at all. But Rabbi Yehuda in general holds a Lav Shenita Klasei, one does get Malchus on. Shema Mina, so that is the final Raya, and that Raya we taka accept, we leave it with that Raya. We're fully accepting of that Raya. Now considering that the Gemara is fully accepting of the Raya, and the Gemara is going to another line. Amalei Ravidi L'Ravashi Masnisa Nami Deka. It's meduik this way in the Mishnah. The Ketani Hanotel Eimal Habanim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Loka Ve'in Mishaleach. Rabbi Yehuda says you get Malchus and don't bother sending it away. V'isal Gadai Tachtaimid Rabbi Yehuda Lav Shinit Klasei Lokin Alav Loka Mishaleach Mibaylei. If you hold that Rabbi Yehuda does consider this a Lav Shenita Klasei, he just doesn't think performing the assay will save you from the Malchus of the Lav. But you still have to do the assay when you have a Lav Shenita Klasei, right? If he holds that you get Malchus on a Lav Shenita Klasei, but you still have to do the assay, well then why in the Mishnah does he say, Loke ve'enu mishalech? Ah, too late, you're already getting Malchus, don't even bother sending it away. No, if it's a Lav Shenita Klasei, you should bother sending it away, at least fulfill the mitzvah assay of sending it away. So loka umishale mi bayile. What it really should say is that you get Malchus and you have to umishalech, and you have to send it away. You get Malchus for the love, and you still have to send away the mother. So says Gemara, that's not a raya, because v'dil malachikam masnisin. a niftar ad malkinlay. Maybe loka mishalech, when the eino mishalech doesn't mean eino mishalech. It means that shiluach will not help you, will not save you, will not protect you, will not finish off your halacha until you get malchus. Only if you get malchus will that be the end of the chapter of this avera. But it doesn't mean don't send it. It means that the sending alone will not accomplish what you hope for it to accomplish, and that is that you're going to have a kapara for your avera. The only thing that will accomplish that is getting malchus. But bottom line, at the end of the day, the Gemara did come to the conclusion, although we can't prove it from the words of our Mishnah, we proved it from the halacha of Nosar, that Rabbi Yehuda holds a lav shenita klasei ain lokin alav. You don't get malchus on a lav shenita klasei, and therefore, why do you get malchus on shulach hakan? Shalech mei karamashma. Right, that's the clear maskan of the Gemara. So there's a Pnei Yeshua Maseches Makos Taftazayin Amaralov that wonders why it is that the Rambam writes in the Pirusha Mishnayos to Maseches Makos that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is he holds lav shenita klasei lokin alav. It's the maskan of the Gemara is very clear that Rabbi Yehuda holds lav shenita klasei. Ain't looking to love. That is only because Shalech Meikara Mashma. So Pnei Yeshua wonders, where does the Rambam get this from? So Pnei Yeshua suggests that sometimes if the Gemara brings a raya for something, and the Rambam's convinced that the raya is not a clear-cut 100% raya, the Rambam will paskin against the Gemara. That here you have a situation. The Gemara brought a raya. The Gemara seems to have accepted the raya, but the Rambam had a major problem with this raya. What was the raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds? Lashonita klasei lokin alav. It was from Nosar, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that. Lashonita klasei ain lokin alav. Rather, it was from Nosar, because Rabbi Yehuda holds the reason you don't get malchus from Nosar is because of Lashonita klasei. So the Rambam's problem with that raya is as follows. When it comes to Nosar, is it a classic lav shenita klasei? Typically, let's say I stole something, so I return it, that's a lav shenita klasei. Why is it a lav shenita klasei? I took it, now I've undone my action. My iser was to take something that wasn't mine, but I undo it by giving it back. When it comes to Nosar, is that really a lav shenita klasei? Nosar, what happens? I left it over beyond its zman. Do I bring it now back in a time machine, back to its zman, and unleave it over beyond its zman? I don't really get to do that. All I do is burn it. Why do I burn it? Because it's pasul now. Once it was left over for a certain amount of time, it's no longer kosher. So if it's pasul, I have no choice but to burn it. So that's why the Torah is mechayev. The Torah is mechayev me to burn it. Aye, so why do I not get malchus then? If it's not a real lav shenita klasei, so the Rambam writes it can't be because of nita klasei. It has to be for some other reason. Such as lav shein bo maisa, that there's no maisa involved. But by shiluach hakan, I'm actually undoing my action. I'm actually sending away the mother now. So by shiluach hakan, it should really be a genuine lav shenita klasei, and therefore you can't really compare the two cases. So maybe Rabbi Dutaka holds that a lav shenita klasei you would get malchus, and that's how the Rambam concludes. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Now some details in the halachos of shiluach hakan. Ad kama mishalcha. How far, until where, do you have to send it away? Just has to leave your hands. That's it. Then you fulfill the mitzvah. As long as it's out of your hands. What do you send it with? Meaning, what do you hold? Which part of the bird do you hold as you're sending it, as you're throwing it, as you're trying to make it go away? So, just by the way, on the ad kama mishalcha, so Rashi writes, kama mishalcha, im natla. How far do you send it if you've taken it? Sounds like he explains the whole sugya as b'di'evet, that you're not supposed to take it in the first place, but you now are coming to be misakin that which you've done, and that's what we're asking. Ad kama mishalcha. So the achronim are bothered by this Rashi, the Rashash, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. They're bothered by this Rashi. What forced Rashi to say this? Why didn't Rashi just say kipshuto, that l'chadchila, the tzura of the kiyum mitzvah of shiluach, is to send it a certain distance? Why do you have to say, if you violated the avera of taking it, then we want to know, ad kama mishalcha, how far do you send it? So in the Bir Adaf, he explains that the mitzvah, when it comes to the mitzvah of shiluach, it's pashut that as long as the bird leaves the kan, you fulfill the mitzvah of shiluach, even though you could still go catch the bird. You can still afterwards catch the mother bird, and that would be fine. The havamina is that once you've already taken the mother bird, so now you need to be misakin alav. So to be misakin alav, the havamina is you need to send the mother bird away in a way that you're not going to take it, because the lav was that you took it. So to be misakin alav, you have to send it far away where you can no longer take it. That's the havamina. To do the mitzvah shiluach hakan, you're not being misakin any lav. You're just getting the mother away from the kids. So you get the mother even a little bit away from the kids. Of course you could still go grab it. There's nothing wrong with going and catching the mother once you got the mother away from the kids. But the havamina is, if I'm trying to be misakin a lav of taking it, so then maybe I have to send it in such a way where I can no longer easily grab it, because I'm trying to be misakin the fact that I took it. So kamash v'lan, that it's not so, that as soon as it's out of your hands, you can go and catch it again and it's no problem. Okay, b'memishalcha. Which part of the bird do you hold when you send it away? Ravuna amar b'raglah. Ravuna says by its legs. Rav Yehuda amar b'akpeh, by its wings. Ravuna amar b'raglah d'chsiv. Ravuna says you hold it by its legs because the pasuk says that mishalche regel hashor v'achamar refers to shiluach in regard to regel. Rav Yehuda would probably respond, yeah, in regard to regel by shor and chamar, where the regel is its primary mode of transportation, but by a bird, its primary mode of transportation is its wings. Because that's its wings. That's the way it flies. That's its mode of transportation. Fine. There was someone that chopped off the bird's wings and then sent the bird away. And then made it much easier to catch afterwards. When you took away the bird's ability to fly, just wanted to get the bird away from the kids to do his mitzvah, and then he grabbed the bird. So Nagde Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda gave him malchus for doing this. Amalei zil Rabbi Lagadfei v'shalcha. Rabbi Yehuda said, you got to go let its wings grow back. I guess he defeathered the wings to the point where the wings weren't effective. So he said, let the wings grow back and then be mishalech. So come on, ik Rabbi Yehuda lo kavein mishalech. What do you mean? If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda holds, you get malchus. Once you take the mother, it's too late. There's no point of being mishalech anymore. You already get your malchus for violating the yisra of losika chema labanim, and there's no longer a mitzvah of shiluach. So why would he tell him to go and send it? Ikra rabbanan, in field like the rabbanan, mishalech ve'enloke. Why did he give him malchus? You don't get malchus according to the rabbanan. It's a lavanita class A. So you should just tell him to wait for the wings grow and then be mishalech, but don't give him malchus. And over here, he gave him malchus and he told him to be mishalech. So says in the own Rabbanan, Makas Mardas Rabbanan, that we're assuming like the sheet of the Rabbanan, and the Malkus that you get is Malkus Mardas Mit Rabbanan. In the Chuvus the Meral Diskin, he wonders what would be the din if you find a bird that's already Ketsutas Knafayim, that already has its wings cut off. Are you Mechuv to Mishalech it as it is, and therefore it's also Likach Eim Alabanim, and if you take it, you have to wait Ad Shiglu Knafayav Yishalchena? Or it's part of the gamri mishiluach. Maybe it's not even shayich to the mitzvah of shiluach. Meral Diskin isn't sure. Okay, right, another story. Who does al kamei de Rava? Some came to Rava. Amalei tima mahu, certain type of bird. What's the din in shiluach hakan? What, you never heard the din that when you have a kosher bird, you have to be mishalech? You have to be mishalech, this bird. He says, no, maybe the situation is that this kind of bird only lays one egg, and therefore you weren't sure if it should be mechayv in shiluach, because it says beitzim and afrochim in the plural in the pasuk. We had a mishnah like that even if it's only one egg, one afroach, one chick, still you have a mitzvah of shiluach. So shalcha v'ahadu lo rava parstaki v'tafsa. So he was mishaleach the bird, and Rava then set up traps and caught the bird. Meaning he got a hot tip that this guy was going to do the mitzvah of shiluach. So Rava said, oh, I guess there will be a bird on the loose. I'll be able to catch. So Rava set up a trap right near the nest, and he caught the bird. So v'lecha shlach shada. Why isn't he worried that that looks very bad? That looks like he's being someone asked him a shayla mechayv in shiluach. So he says, yeah, you're chayv in shiluach. Maybe Rava said he was chayv in shiluach because Rava was hungry. He wanted dinner that night, so he had it was an easy way to gain access to a bird for him to catch. So it says Gemara kila achar yad. What does that do? If it's a kalachriyat, so Rashi says, no, kalachriyat doesn't mean like he set up the traps with his left hand. It means meirachol kapira shamatsuda shlo hevin amishalech. He set it up at such a distance that it wasn't so obvious that he was going to try to catch that bird, and therefore the mishalech would never realize that Rava was catching that bird, which is very interesting. The chashash for chashad, apparently, the way Rashi understands it, was only klapi the mishalech, that the mishalech is going to feel badly about this. He's going to say, he's going to think to himself, Rava must have paskin this only because he wants my bird. But for other people seeing it, apparently it wasn't such an issue. Right? Rashi's emphasizing the mishalech. Tan Rabbanan, Yone Shavach v'Yone Aliyah, Chayavos b'Shiluach, V'Asurus Mishum Gezel, Me Darkei Shalom. If you have birds of a Shavach and of a dovecote and an Aliyah, so you're chayav to be mishalech, but and you're not allowed to steal them because of Darkei Shalom, meaning it's not actual stealing from the Torah, it's stealing of Darkei Shalom. It's going to ruin Darkei Shalom to steal such things. But wait a second, a Yone Shavach and Yone Aliyah, they're in your chatzer, they're in your yard. So isn't that prat lemezuman? Isn't that a violation? Shouldn't the pasuk tell us that it's not chayiv and shiluach because it's mezuman? So why do we assume that there is a mitzvah of shiluach? So Amarav, beitza imitziyah, because after all, your chatzer should have been koneit for you, and therefore it's mezuman. So Amarav, beitza imitziyah ruba hudi ichayiv v'shiluach. The beitza is chayiv in shiluach as soon as the majority of it comes out of the mother. Mikna lo kani ad detipa lechatzero. But the person whose chatzer it falls in is not kona until it actually falls into the chatzer. So when we're saying that you're chayiv over here, during that split second, v'chi katani chayavos b'shiluach mekami detipa lechatzero, we're saying that you're chayiv in shiluach as soon as the majority of the beitza is out of the mother, but it has not yet fallen into your chatzer. Once it's fallen into your chatzer, then in a chinami, it's mezuman. So fact the mari ihachi amaya surus mishum gezel. But then why is it asur mishum gezel? What the beitza hasn't landed in the chatzer anyway? So why would it be an isser of gezel even mibnei darkei shalom? It's still part of the mother's body. So says Gemara, I iman. No, the darkei shalom gezel that we're talking about is stealing the mother is darkei shalom. Vibay say milyol ma beitza, or maybe no, we're talking about stealing the beitza. U beitza kivin denafak leiruba daite elei. Maybe the issue with the beitza is that once the majority of the egg leaves the mother's body, you already have das for that beitza. You're already being somech that you're the owner of the property is already being somech that he's for sure going to get that beitza, and therefore, even though he didn't actually make a kinyan on it yet, it's still a darkei shalom issue. Because when you take it, you're taking something that he was relying on being able to get. But now that Rav Yehuda tells us that you're not allowed to go get the beitzim that the mother is sitting on, because it says that you have to send away the mother and then go take the banim, you could say it has already fallen into the chatzer. But when can your chatzer be kona for you? When is it going to become a zuman, become yours, that it's in your chatzer? Only if it's the type of egg that you are allowed to be kona by yourself without the chatzer, then the chatzer has the ability to be kona for you as well. But over here, but over here you're not allowed to be zochin it because the mother is still rovetzes on it. So chatzer nami lo zachilei, the chatzer can't be kona for you either. So frankly, mar ihachi amay asuros mnei darkei shalom. Why is it asur mnei darkei shalom then? Because ida shalcha gezel ma'al yehu, ida lo shalcha shluchei bayi. If you already sent away the mother, so then the person's chatzar was kona for him. So then when you take the eggs, your mamish stealing. If you didn't, because right once you send away the mother, it's not rovetzes on it anymore. So now the person's chatzar was kona for him. So now if you take it, it's mamish stealing da'oraisa. If you didn't send away the mother, so then you have to do the mitzvah shiluach. What are you talking about? Go taking the eggs that it's stealing the darkei shalom. You have to do the mitzvah shiluach. So says Gemara Bekatan, we must be dealing with a child who's not chayiv in the mitzvah of shiluach. So it's dealing with a case of where the mother is still rovetzes on it, but you're dealing with a katan. So says Gemara Katan, bar darkei shalom. The katan is responsible for worrying about darkei shalom. He has to worry about gezel mnei darkei shalom. So says Gemara Hachkamer, aviv shel katan chayiv lahachzel mnei darkei shalom. The father of the katan has to take care of it. He has to right the wrong because of darkei shalom. He has to make sure that everything's okay. Okay. Levi Bar Simon, Akni Peros Shovchal of Yehuda. Levi Bar Simon was Makna, the products of his Shovach to Rabbi Yehuda. Also, the came to Shmuel, so they came to Shmuel, Amalei, Zil Trof Akan, Diliskavhu Vikaninu. Go and smack the nest so that it will be lifted up a little bit and you'll be kona it. So Lamai, so says Gemara, why do you need to lift it up? Why was it important to do that form of kinyan? Ila mikna l'kinyan l'besudar. If it's what you're worried about making a kinyan, so do a kinyan sudar. What do you have to do a kinyan akba on the kan? And ibi yom tov. And if you're worried about not making the kinyan, or you're worried about not having eggs that are muktzan yantiv, of being meichin the Beits in Erev Yantif, you want them to be Muchan from Erev Yantif, so it shouldn't be it shouldn't be a problem of Muktza. So, but Omeid Va'omer Zev Zani Notel Sagya. Well, then all you need to do is stand next to it and say, I plan on taking this one, I plan on taking that one. You don't need to do anything more than that. Just be Omeid Va'omer Zev Zani Notel. Just say what you want to take, and that's all you really need to do to take care of the Muktza problem. So it says Gemara, Hanu Piri Chadati Havu, De Levi Bar Simon Gufei, Lo Avakar. No, the issue was that there were new peros of the shovach that even the original owner had not yet made a kinyan on. V'hachi karmelei zil v'taref akanta l'kninu v'nikninu Levi Bar Simon v'adu n'kninu ne'elach v'sudar. Let him be kona it first, and then you can be kona it from him with the sudar. But you need to make sure that that he has a kinyan on it first. Why wasn't his chatzar kona it? Why didn't he make kinyan? It's in his nest. So why isn't a chatzar kona? So Rashi points out, Perichadi beitim sheitilo sameim v'lo amda me'aleim. The mother was still there. Like we just said, because as long as the mother is still hovering, is still sitting on top of the birds, it's usher for a person to be kona the eggs. And since it's usher for a person to be kona the eggs, mimela the chatzer doesn't have the ability to be kona the eggs either. So that's why it wasn't an option for Levi Bar Simon to be kona b'kinyan chatzer. So he had to actually go do a kinyan hagba. He had to send away the mother, do a proper kinyan hagba, and then he was able to be makna the peros to the buyer. Fine. Last Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. Lo yitol adam eim albanim afilu l'taras ha-metzora. Even if you need a bird to bring for the karbanos of a metzora, still don't take an eim albanim. You're not allowed to take a mother off of its eggs or chicks. Uma'im mitzvah kalashi ki isar. Amra tor leman yitav lach varachta yamim. And if you have a mitzvah kala, which only costs you like an isar, it's a little nothing mitzvah, and still the Torah says, look at the reward you're going to get for doing the mitzvah shulach hakan, leman yitav lach varachta yamim, that you'll have a richus yamim, kal v'chomer mitzvah chamur shabatorah. All the more so, mitzvah chamur shabatorah is going to be good for you. Now, the Maritz Chayis points out that we learned from this last line, sounds like pure Divrei Agada. He says, we learned from here Halacha L'Maisa also. We had the Maisa of Rabbi Yehuda that we just read before, that he gave Malkus to someone who cut off the wings of a bird when he was Mishaleach it. Aye, but don't we have a klal that ain bezin musharin al mitzvah shematan skarin b'tzidan, that bezin is not allowed to punish people for mitzvahs that it says the schar in the Torah is of the mitzvah, and shiluach hakan is matan skar b'tzidah. So Rabbi Yehuda should not have given any onesh. Why did Rabbi Yehuda give an onesh? So says Maritz Chayis, it must be that the reason bezin is not musar mitzvah shematan skarin b'tzidan is that what's the svar for that? Why is it when the Torah says the matan skar, bezin is not musar? And it must be because the Torah is being megalit to you that the schar is the schar, and the onesh is that you don't get that schar. Bezin is not supposed to add to that onesh. The Torah is telling us, by telling us what the schar is, that the onesh is that the person will not be able to get that schar. That if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you won't be zochet to that schar. So mela, we're not mitzvah, Bezin is not mitzvah to add to the onesh. So says Maritz Chayis, is beautiful. He says, that's shayich by every other mitzvah, sasei matan schar b'tzida. But by the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, where the Torah writes the matan schar, maybe there's another message of why the Torah writes the matan schar of shiluach hakan. And if there's another reason that the Torah writes the matan schar, memela bezin is going to be able to be manish on it, because the reason the Torah says it is not to indicate to us that the onesh is in the in not getting this schar. The reason the Torah wrote the onesh is for something else. So once the Mishnah tells us that the reason the Torah wrote the onesh is to let us know how important even a mitzvah kala is, and therefore kal v'chomer, how important a mitzvah chamura is, that's why it says, l'man yitav lach v'arach l'yamim. V'meil, it's not because the Torah wants to hint to us not to give an onesh, that failure to receive the bracha alone should be enough onesh. It's not what the Torah is hinting to. The Torah is telling us l'man yitav lach v'arach l'yamim for a different reason. So meili, you can get punished for it. So says Maraskis, Rabbi Yehuda learned his din from this Mishnah. He learned that he has the ability and the right to give malchus from the fact that the Mishnah has some other use for the man yitav lach v'arach l'yamim other than to say that it's a mitzvah say shematan schar b'tzida where Beis Din is not allowed to be ma'anish on it. Now the Achronim also point out that this last line of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah is not to take aim alabanim afilu taras mitzora, right? And then the last line just tells us nice agadata. So this is part of the concept of being Messiah in B'davar Tov. Had we not had this last line of the Mishnah, the last word of the Mishnah, so the Masechta would have been mitzora. So that's certainly not a positive ending. So we always want to be Messiah. Messiah B'davar Tov. So that's why we have this last line. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanya Dever Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ein l'chol kol mitzvah shebetorah, shematan schar b'tzida, shein tchias ha-mesim tluyaba. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that's matan schar b'tzida that doesn't involve tchias ha-mesim in the schar. By kibir aveim, the pasuk says that kaberes avicha v'asimecha kasher yisav chashem elokecha l'man yarichun yamecha l'man yitavlach al adam asher b'shalokecha nosinach, that it will be good for you, that I will give you arichus yamim and good for you. Bishluach hakein k'siv l'man yitavlach v'arach t'yamim. It says in reverse order, but the same two brachos of yitavlach and arach t'yamim. Harei she'amr lo aviv alei l'bira v'aveli gozalos v'alav v'shalach ha'seim. What if you do both at the same time? Imagine someone. What a richus young person is going to get. A parent tells him, go do shiluach hakan for me. So you go and you do the shiluach hakan. V'lakach sabanim u'b'chazarasa nafal meis. What happens if a person's father tells him to go do shiluach hakan? He does it and then he dies on the way down. So what are you going to do with those psukim? I mean, the Gemara says it's very dangerous to promise arichas yamim because it doesn't always come. A lot of times people die young. So what are you going to do about that case? How are you going to explain the psukim? Ella, someone was just asking me recently, someone was telling me that their parent is very, very sick and it looks like they're holding by the end. And they said, but I saw my parent, the way they treated my grandparents, the most incredible kibbut aveim you've ever seen. I have big kashas. Pasuk says, l'man yarichun yamech l'man yitavlach. Where's the arichus yamim? So the Gemara asks exactly that kasha. Where's the arichus yamim? El l'man yarichun yamech abolim shekulo aruch, l'man yitavlach li'olim shekulo tov. So it must be l'man yarichun yamech is in the olim shekulo aruch, l'man yitavlach is the olim shekulo tov. So frak the Gemara v'dilma lo hava hachi. The Gemara says, but wait, maybe the kasha may karala. So what kind of kasha did we ask? What's going to happen if someone's father tells him to go do shiluach kan and they die on the way back? Who says that ever happened? Who says anyone ever did kibbut aveim and died young? So says Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Chaza. Rabbi Yaakov saw that it happened. So he saw that it happened. It shook him up a little bit. And he said, wait, how could this happen? So he came up with the teretz, that it happens because the Yarichun Yamecha doesn't mean living a long life down here. It means Olam Haba. So I told this to the person. I said, look at the last Gemara Maseches Chulin. He said, yeah, but look at the end of the Pasuk. Very good. The pasuk says, "Kabeiris avich vasimecha kasher tzuf Hashem lekach l'man yirichu l'imecha l'man yitavlach al ha'adama asher Hashem lekach nosin lach." So it's al ha'adama. So what do you mean, olam haba? So the truth is, you have to look very careful at how the Gemara phrases. The Gemara didn't say olam haba. What did the Gemara say? That there's no mitzvah shematzchar b'tzida she'ein tchias ha'mesim tluya ba. This is a different thing. We're not talking about the olam haneshamos. We're talking about tchias ha'mesim. Al adam Hashem elokecha nasan lach is Eretz Yisrael. Tchias ha'mesim, when all Jews are going to be come back to chayim in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it's talking about. The yom shekulo aruch, the yom shekulo tov. So it is talking about living, and it's talking about living in not in the olam haneshamos in this world. So, frankly, Gemara, v'dilma mahar ba'avera hava. But wait a second, maybe this is simpler teretz. Maybe the person was mahar ba'avera as they were going and doing these mitzvahs of kibbutz avim and shuloch hakan. Says Gemara, machshava ra'ah in a kodesh baruch mitzarif l'maisa. Just for a bad machshava, kodesh baruch is not mitzarif a bad machshava to a maisa. V'dilma mahar ba'avodah zarah hava. But maybe he was thinking avodah zarah thoughts. T'chsiv l'man tfos is basically so belibam that even belave is going to be a problem. That's a reference to Avodah Zarah. We're even thinking about Avodah Zarah is a problem. So Hachikamer, this is what he's saying. Im isa diika schar mitzvos b'hayama tahani levit hagin alei the lesi they hear her v'litzuk. If schar mitzvos really existed in this world, then I understand if a person had here Avodah Zarah, then maybe that aver would overpower the mitzvah. But the mitzvah should protect him from ever having the here Avodah Zarah in the first place. Which is interesting. One would think, what do you mean? It should protect him from having it. It's a person's bechira chafshis. You could do the avera, not do the avera. Apparently, we understand that the zchus of a mitzvah will put you in a position where certain thoughts won't enter your mind, where certain things just won't become. What you choose to do, not to do, fine, but it's going to protect you that certain thoughts won't enter your mind. El schar mitzvah by al malaka. Must be that there's no schar mitzvah in this world. But wait a second, I have a bigger kasha, the Gemara says. The halacha is shluchim mitzvein nizokim. Someone's on his way to do a mitzvah, can't get hurt. So even if this person was you're not going to say, he's not going to be zochet to the arichus yamim, because arichus yamim refers to tchias amesim, but he's doing a mitzvah. Parent told him, go do shluch hakan, so he's doing two mitzvahs. So how could he get hurt? On the way back, says the Gemara, because it's on the way back. B'chazarasam shayni. Shliach mitzvah on his way to the mitzvah will not get hurt. On the way back, he can get hurt. Yeah, but then what do you do with Reb Lazar who says the shluchim mitzvah don't get hurt on the way there or on the way back? Says Gemara, sulam ru'ua hava umakum tekvua azeka shayni. No, he's on a rickety ladder, a shaky ladder, and wherever it's kavua azeka, it's different. T'chsiv v'yomer Shmuel eich eilech v'shama shol v'argeni. That Shmuel was worried to go and anoint David as the new king, because he says if Shaul hears about it, he's going to kill me. So you see that even b'chazara he was worried that that he was going to get killed. So Amar Rav Yos, so the interesting kasha I had never thought of before. I just came across yesterday the Makne in Maseches Kiddushin to Flamites says this shmir of shluchim mitzvah must have some time limit on it. Right? You don't say I'm a shluchim mitzvah, so forever I'm not going to get hurt. It's obviously got to be once you get home from the mitzvah, now it's over. Right now you're going. So what's the raya from Shmuel? Shmuel says eichelech v'shama shol v'argeni. Maybe Shmuel wasn't worried that Shaul was going to kill him on the way to or on the way back, but Shaul will hear about what he did in a year from now, and he'll kill me. In a month from now, and he'll kill me. I never thought of that kasha. So he says, what's the raya that we're bringing from Shmuel? So he's metarit that the diuk is from the lashon of the pasuk. Eich eleich v'shamashal, that he was choshesh for the sakana bizman halicha as he was actually going. Because otherwise he should have just said, eich am shechenu l'melech v'shamashal. How could I anoint David as king? Shaul's going to hear about. So the fact that he said, it's a diuk in the lashon, not in what he actually did. It's very, very interesting. I never would have thought that. So this is one of the Rambam's rayas in Shmona Prakim, that a person could be a Navi even if they don't have perfect bitachon. Because Shmuel didn't have perfect bitachon, that Kodesh Baruch would protect him, and yet he still was a Navi. So that's what the Chesla of Ram, the commentary in the Shmona Prakim says, what are you talking about, Rambam? The Gemara already asked the Kashan, the Gemara says it was Shchiyah Chazeka. That's why he was worried about it, because it was a situation of Shchiyah Chazeka, that it was very common to get hurt. So the Rav Chanan writes in Kovitz Ma'amarim, that there are two types of bitachon a person has to have. One type of bitachon is in general, I have to trust that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be a rachamim, is going to use me this rachmanos on me. Another type of bitachon is, if Hashem promises you something directly, you have to believe that it will be okay. So the Gemara was asking on Shmuel, how could Shmuel be worried? Hashem promised him. So the Gemara says, Shchiyah Chazeka. So that's why he could be worried. The Rambam was saying, but what about general bitachon that you just always have to have? So the Rambam was saying that you're that even with general bitachon, you could still be enough even if you're lacking a little bit. And he says the same thing with Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov was afraid of Esav, that Esav would hurt him. What happened to his bitachon? So you see, you don't have to be perfect to be a Navi. Very fascinating Rambam. Anyway, Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Barte lo chatef. Acher only would have darshened this pasuk like Rabbi Yaakov, his grandson, his daughter's son, he never would have sinned. My chaza, what did Acher see that caused him to go off the derech? Some say he saw exactly this. He saw a father tell a child, go do Shiluach Kan, and the child got killed on the way back. So Rabbi Yaakov, his grandson, said, no, because the man Yerichon Yomecha means in the Olam Emes. So Vikadarmi Lishna Rabbi Chutzpah Samatorgaman Chaza. Others say that he saw the tongue of Rabbi Chutzpah Samatorgaman, Davamutalis Ba'ashpa, that was thrown into the Ashpa after he was so brutally handled. So Amar Peshi, Hipik Margolios, Yilchoch Afar, he couldn't believe it that in the mouth that spewed such precious pearls of Torah is going to be licking the dirt. V'hulo yada, but he didn't realize. L'man yitav lach ba'olam shekulo tov, l'man yarichon yomecha ba'olam shekulo aruch. That the promises of l'man yitav lach are the olam shekulo tov, l'man yarichon yomecha are the olam shekulo aruch. Hadron lach shulo kan, slikol ha'mesach skulin. I'll see everybody in Becharos. Mitzah Hashem.